Okay, we're picking up from Samech Aleph, Amud Aleph at the bottom. So the Gemara asked a stira in the Mishnah, right? What's the difference in Shvius and when it comes to Trumas or Maisa? So we had two different answers in the Gemara. The Maisa came out that according to Rava, so the Gemara told us that there's a difference, everything's talking about Tumah Vatara. The Gemara the Kasha, that the Rishon say both talking about Tumah Vatara, and the Gemara says in Echanami, they're both talking about Tumah Vatara, but one is talking about Chulin bituma, which is an issue only with derabanan, of people that don't eat their chulin bitara. Whereas the seifa is a more chamer issue. We're talking about chala, and therefore we're going to be more mach when it comes to chala midaraisis. If Mara is going to ask a kasha now on this, it says the more v'raminu we learned in a brayso. Teichren umafkidin eitzel oichle shvius. You're allowed to grind your own stuff and then deposit it by somebody who eats shvius. I'm talking about Samach Aleph. We're in Samach Aleph. We're doing a whole daf today, Mitzvah Hashem. Okay? Because we missed yesterday's share. Ve'etzel ochle perosein bituma. And the same thing is true by people that eat, oops, their stuff, bituma. Avalo le ochle shvius, avalo le ochle perosein bituma. You can't do it for them. In other words, take your own stuff, produce your own stuff, prepare it the way you want it, and then you deposit it by them for them to watch it. And Rashi says, we're not afraid that they're going to exchange it with something else, we're not afraid they're going to touch it, but you can't produce the food for them. So the Gemara has a stira. How could Rava tell me that you're allowed to be involved in the process of making the food when it comes to an Amah Aretz, even though you're going to be Matamiya, because only Derabbanan? Mashenkin over here, it says in the Braisa that you're not allowed to do that. You can't be involved. You can give your stuff, but you can't be involved with them making their stuff, because you're directly helping them make it Betumah. The Gemara answers, "Amar Rabbi, Hashem b'koyin a chashid leechol chuma betuma betuma askinim." The Gemara says, "No, that case is more chomer. This brayso over here is talking about you're giving over not stam to a guy, a Yisrael who's eating his chulin betuma, which is only a problem of a derabanan shaylav and amaretz. Here we're talking about a coin where it's a real tuma derayso. So it's like it's similar to the case of chala, where it's going to be worse." The Gemara says, "Yachi mafkidin." If that's true, how could you be mafkidin? In other words, the Braisa says you can't be involved with processing the food because it's a kohen, and we're talking about truma v'deraisa. But that very same Braisa says you could take your own stuff and deposit it by the kohen and let him watch it, and we're not afraid he's going to do anything with it. So the Gemara is going to say, "Yachi mafkidin." We have a kasha v'raminu. We have a kasha from a different tosefta and demai that says mafkidin truma eitzel yisrael amaretz. Says you're allowed to be mafkid shuma etzel Yisrael who's an amaretz dafka Yisrael the low etzel koyin amaretz. You can't even deposit your own stuff by a koyin who's an amaretz. Why? Because he's used to the food, right? He's a koyin is always eating shuma lipo gaspa, and what's he going to do? He's going to be betamid. Right, Rashi's lashon gaspa. So to Yisrael you can do it mitoch shein ragu baligaba. Since he's not used to it, he's not going to touch it. But when it comes to a koyin, so if you're giving truma to a koyin amaretz, he's used to eating it. He's going to be b'gas. He's going to be b'tamid. So you see clearly that even by mafkid, it's a problem. So we're a little bit stuck, right? We wanted to say in our mission, the Pshat Rava wanted to say you're allowed to even be involved when it comes to tuma because it's only truma d'rabbanan. It's so far, it's okay. So he said, if that's true, what do you do with this brice that says you can't be involved? He says, okay, that case is talking about not regular. Truma, a derabbanan issue of chulin. That's tuma. We're talking about real. We're talking about a koyin, and we're talking about a question of truma that he's going to be matam truma midraisis. The Gemara says, but if you do that, then you're stuck because that very same brisa says that you're allowed to deposit your own stuff by the koyin. Right? This brisa, this very brisa, is telling you allowed to deposit your own stuff. Whereas we have a tosefta that says you're not allowed to be matam by a koyin. So either way we look at it, we're a little bit stuck. Either the mafkidin is a problem. Or the oisim. If you're doing the malacha with him, then it should only be aser if it's talking about a deraisa of truma. But if we're talking about a deraisa of truma, then we don't understand why you're allowed to be mafkid by him. And if you're being mafkid by him because it's the only derabbanan, then we don't understand why you can't be oisim with him. So that's the Gemara's theory. So the Gemara is Amr v'lach, my skin, b'kli cheres mukav tzamid pasul. Gemara says, no problem. Our brice over here at the top of the Amr that allowed you to be mafkid your own stuff by the Kohen, who's an Amaretz, there we have something totally sealed, and he's not going to open it. It's totally sealed, so I have no concern. Either the Tosefta says it's the problem, that's talking about a case where you don't have that Okimta, you're stomp giving him stuff, we're afraid he's giving him a Tamiya. So, frankly, Marv Leicho Shema Tesitenu Yishto Nido, even if it's Mokav Tzamun Psil, even if it's totally covered, in the end of the day, his wife may move the whole thing. She won't open it, but she'll just move it, and that's called tumas hesed. And an ishto, that's a nida, she's metame something by moving it, and that's ready. Give me a problem. Say, Elmer Vierma, okay, lokash, but they have a new thing, new answer. Lokash, kan beperos shehuchshu, kan beperos shehuchshu. So we have to be mechalek between peros, which already are mukshir lekabel tuma. What's that concept? We're going to be talking about it. Mukshir lekabel tuma. It's something food needs to come in contact with one of the seven liquids. Yachach adam. We're not going to cause it there now, right? One of the seven liquids. Once that happens, now it's mukshir. It's ready to become a tuma. And if somebody whose tummy touches it, or something that's tummy touches it, will be metamia. So the Gemara says very simple. Our brayse at the top of the amma, which allows you to deposit your stuff by a kohen who's an amma aretz. He's talking about something which was not huksha, the kabel tumah. So we have no concern. Even if he touches it, it's not going to be metamiyah. So, whereas the second, this tosefta, which says you're not allowed to be mafkid, you can't even deposit it there, that's talking about things which are already huksha. Okay, so kan, peperish huksha, kan peperish huksha. So basically, we made everybody happy. We're going to keep, basically, we're keeping our first teretz. In other words, we're saying, if we put everything that comes out like this, we're keeping Rava's understanding of the Mishnah, that when it comes to a Dirabbanan issue of chulin, which are betumah, so there will allow you, Mibnei Darkei Shalom, even to be involved with the Am Aretz directly being Metameh's food. So Dirabbanan, Darkei Shalom, we're going to be making. When it comes to Diraisa, then you can't be involved with him at all. In terms of in other words, if it's his food, you can't help him produce his food betumah. If we're talking about Truma Deraisa, it's Truma Temeya. And when it comes to being mafkid, your stuff, by an Amaris, then it depends. Even by Truma Deraisa, there may be a heter. If it wasn't Hukshal Kabbalah, if it wasn't Hukshal Kabbalah, then you could deposit your stuff even by a Kohen. It's a Shaila Deraisa. It's okay, because we're not afraid he's going to do it because it wasn't Hukshal Kabbalah. He's not going to be Matamiyah. Whereas, if it was already Hukshal Kabbalah, so that's the din of the Braisa, you can't give even your own stuff over to the Kohen Am Haaretz. Good. Okay, now the Gemara goes and asks another kasha. V'reminu. We have another kasha from the Mishnah in Demai. We have a stira. Hamaylech chitin letoichen kusi. Anybody appreciate the diktok Rashi over there open? What was Rashi? They were maskul letoichen. So you have to see with the girsa, they switch it to a tachon. So Rashi tells you a tachon is the name of the uman. It's the name of the craftsman, right? Lashon Mishnah. So it's the guy who grinds. He's a grinder. Okay, he's a qualified grinder. So the din is, the Mishnah says, if you bring over your chitin to this tochein, who's a kusi, or a toichen am aretz, well, toichen am aretz, harei elu becheskasan lemaiser l'shvius. So you can assume that it's becheskasan lemaiser u'l'shvius. So we don't have to assume that he messed around with anything in terms of that. In other words, he didn't switch it. Aval lo l'tuma. But not when it comes to tumah. In other words, you have to assume that he was metamiyat. So the Gemara says, Akasha, how could you tell me you could give your stuff? We just said you could give your stuff over to a kohen who's an amaretz as long as you have no chashash, which what the chashash is, that we explained already that it's not mukshal kabel tumah, which the Gemara is going to ask in a second. But you said you're allowed to give it over, and now the Brice is saying that you can't give it over. So we just finished saying that Tosefta of our Brice at the top of the Amud says toichlin umafkid in eitzel chashvias, and now we have a mefurish mishnah that says you can't give it over. In other words, what it means you can't get over? In terms of tumah, you can't assume that it's not tumah. Our Bryce at the top of the Amud said, you can give it over to him, and everything is beseder. We don't assume there's an issue of tumah. And here we're saying, no, you have to assume that he's metamiyah. So the Gemara asked the obvious question, what kind of question is that? Lavo kimno beperish shel hukshru? Didn't we already establish that the heter was only with perish shel hukshru? In other words, we already explained the reason why at the top of our Amud, the Braisa says you can give it over, is because we're talking about giving over things which are not hukshru lekabel tumah. So there's no chashash. So what's the kasha? And our mission, this mission over here in Demai, is talking about a case where there is a chashash. In other words, that they were hukshru lekabel tumah. It's hard to understand. The Gemara says, look, what's the kasha? The karla my karla. Like, what was the havamina to ask a kasha? Sometimes you have a kasha, and then you have a teretz, right? And sometimes you don't understand what the kasha was. The teretz is so pashut. What was the Gemara's kasha? What was the Gemara thinking? This is an obvious chiluk that the Gemara already made. So the Gemara says, you're right, enechanami. The Gemara says, really, that wasn't really a good kasha, but mishum, the kaboy lemir me achrisi alon. We really were only interested in bringing in this Mishnah to ask a steer from another Mishnah. In other words, enechanami, we know that this Mishnah that we just brought into Maya is not a steer to anything we said, because we already have everything, everything is clear. This Mishnah is talking about it was already Hukshal Kabbal Tumma, and therefore it's a problem. We understand that. But we have an issue from a different angle, which we're about to introduce. Okay, and that's going to be about the other din mentioned in the Mishnah. John, you had a question?
Yeah, It sounded like you said you had to assume that he was mitame then. Do we assume that he was mitame, or that now we just don't know? I imagine that when it's in a state of suffix, there's just nafkaminas between assuming that it actually is tame versus
true. That's correct. I'm not going to say, yeah, good. The usual Jew that nafkamina would be, and if you're talking about truma, right? If you're talking about truma, so the issue is going to be, you wouldn't burn it if you don't know for sure. And that's fine. But the point is, what I mean to say is that we know that we can't assume. That's right. Really the issue. You're not allowed to do it, because potentially, it doesn't mean vada. Correct. Okay, so the Gemara asks us, what's the seer that we really want to bring in for this mission tonight? Because the first part of the mission was, Hare elu b'cheskas in l'mayis of the shvius. We said that they're b'cheskas in l'mayis of the shvius. We said by tumma it's a problem. But when it comes to mayis and shvius, you don't have to assume that the Am Arts messed around with anything. So the Gemara says, what does that mean to say? U'l'chalufi l'chashina. That means we're not afraid that he exchanged your stuff with something else. You brought him your stuff, right? You're assuming that exactly what you gave him is the same stuff, and he didn't switch with something else. So we're not afraid of Asel Achufe. The Gemara says, we have a steer. We have a steer from another Mishnah. The Mishnah says a person gives his food over to his mother-in-law. What's the next word? Aaron, open.
Maaser.
One more time?
To do it.
Beautiful. Right? Not Maaser. Maaser would be a noun. This would be a verb. Me'aser. Eshu Nosina, he will be Meiser. In other words, he takes off Meiser on Eshu Nosina, what he gives to her. Ve'eshu Notel Heimena. And what he takes from her. Why is that? Because we're afraid that she maybe switched the stuff that was discounted that got ruined. She'll take the bad stuff and replace it with the good stuff. So therefore, Rashi explains, you have to give Meiser, you have to take off Meiser before you give it to her, because she might take the stuff that was yours. Right, if I'm going to eat it, unless I give it to her, she'll go back to me. I don't have to take off Meiser yet. I'll take off Meiser when I'm good and ready. But now that she might switch it, so I have to take off Meiser first, because she might take the stuff which is mine and keep it for herself, and I don't want her to eat something which is not Peseder. And then I have to be Maaser what she gives me, because maybe she switched, again, maybe she switched it, and now I have her stuff that Meiser wasn't taking off. So you see, Mefurish Shastira, you see already in that Mishnah that we are Chayshish V'Achlofa. So why is that the first Mishnah that we mentioned in Demai? Why does that Mishnah tell me that we're not afraid for Meiser and Shvius? We say Harei L'Bichas Kasson, and yet, when it comes to the din of Nosim Chamoiser, there we say we are concerned. Now, Stamos Leitoyz has the Gishmak Kakasha. What did the Gemara say on the Karla and Karla? Really, the question we asked before wasn't really a good question. We only wanted to bring in this Mishnah in Demai, just so that we could ask another Kasha. Tosfos says, you didn't even need this Mishnah in Demai, because from the first one, you also could have asked the Kasha. Because it says, Tochanan umafkidin v'lechashin lachlufe. What was the first, second or third Rashi on the page, Rashi says, She'ein chashudim lo lachlif lo liga. From the first Brisa on the page, Donnie, it's already mavur that we're not afraid that they're doing achlafa. So why do you need to bring a new Mishnah just to ask about achlafa? You didn't need the Mishnah for achlafa. Not Mishnah, Pashat, Pshat, Kasha. Tell you about it, but we have to do two Amunim today, so I'm not getting into it. But Tosfos just says it's more direct. The second question was a more direct question because you want to speak specifically about an Am Haaretz, Okay. So the Gemara can do. So we have this theory. So what's the pshat? Why is it by the Chamos? So we have to be Machmir. We're choshish for Achlofa and not in the other Mishnah of Demai. So the Gemara answers, Hasmu dani taimon v'yura roitzei b'takanas bita uposhe mechasna. So the Gemara says, no, there's a special, really, normally we're not choshish v'achlofa, but in this case, we have to be concerned that a mother-in-law, she wants to take care of her daughter, that she should have good stuff, and she's embarrassed about the son-in-law, so she doesn't want to give him bad stuff. So if he deposited by her some stuff, which wasn't so good, it was a skalkil, she has a vested interest to switch it with better stuff, so she wants to take care of them. So that's why she'll be more right. So really, in generally speaking, we're not choshish, but in this case, we are. Says the Gemara, La amol echashini, normally you're not choshish, but tonight noisim, the pundokis ma'asar, eshu noisim, eshu noisim, eshu noisim, eshu noisim, the same thing applies when you go to the inn, right, to the innkeeper. The pundokis, we're afraid, if you give her stuff, she's going to switch at the same issue. Rashi says, talking about a Talmud Dafka, who was learning in front of his Rebbe, and he would stay at by night at the certain inn, and he had the innkeeper there, and we're afraid also she's going to do it. So the Gemara asks the same thing over there. Hasam Maria va'amra, bar be'rav leichel chamim avana eichel karira. Gemara says she also has a specific reason to do it. Really, generally speaking, people are not going to be machlof. We're not choishes, they're going to switch. But this innkeeper, she doesn't want the Talmud Chacham, right, to be eating cold bread and she's eating hot bread. Okay, Tosfos says different way of learning the Gemara, but that's the way Rashi learns, right? So she's going to switch it. You're still holding by your guns that, generally speaking, we're not choshish l'achlafa, and only in these specific cases, by the mother-in-law or by the pundakis, we're choshish. V'atanya, eishes, chavaduchereze, meishes, amaharez, bezan shita meya, avalob, bezman shita ayra. The halach is that a chaver can work with her friend the Amma Aretz, as long as she's tmeah, because when she's tmeah, she's going to be careful not to eat anything anyway. She's not going to put tmeah stuff in her mouth. But when she's tahira, we're afraid that she's going to accidentally eat, and it's going to be a problem that she'll put some tahiras, which are tummy, into her mouth. So the Gemara says, Shimon Elazar holds that even when she's tmeah, we're afraid she can't do, she's not allowed to do it, because even though she herself won't reach out to take the food, we're afraid that the Amma Aretz is going to give to her. So the Gemara asks, so the Gemara finishes the question, in this case, you see that the Amma Aretz is willing to steal. If she's willing to steal, she's definitely going to be willing to be machlif. Right?
Steal from whom?
So the,
from her own
what?
Husband.
Yeah, exactly. She's going to steal who she's stealing from, her own husband. She doesn't own this stuff, right? She doesn't wear the pants in the house. The man owns all this stuff, so she's, without asking her husband, she's taking the challah, and she's taking the food, and she's giving over it to her friend, the Eishes Chaver. So you see that she's nechshad on Gneva. So she's nechshad on Gneva. Certainly, if you give her stuff, she might be machlev. Here, Gneva straight out you're taking. Machlev, at least you're switching for something else. It's not an interesting art, right? That Lamaisa, the Jewish woman, is also doing Gneva. Right? So you can't give it over to an Amar. So she's also stealing. Because she's eating it. But because you're giving it to me, then I'm okay to eat it. Well, you stole it from your husband, you gave it to me.
Is it theft? She's like baking challahs and it's theft. She like
steals. I'm hired here. You hired a worker to come and work in the kitchen with you.
I thought it was a woman's husband.
No, you're an Amoritz. You're married to an Amoritz, right? And I'm coming over to your house to work with you in the kitchen. And now I'm eating the stuff, or we're afraid that I'm going to eat the stuff. I can eat the stuff. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to your husband. So anyone's eating is
going
to
eat. She doesn't know that it's stolen.
So why are we assuming that it's stolen? We're assuming it's stolen because she didn't ask her husband.
She could steal it and give it to her husband.
No, stealing means the fact that she takes it without, it's her husband's stuff. Her husband owns all the stuff in the kitchen. Right? So she takes the food and gives it to her friend. Her husband didn't say you could do that. That's what I said. No, Michelle Baila, Valita and Lechavrita. She's stealing from us and giving it to her friend.
Isn't it like a
anyway, it's a Bekiya Shir, guys. Let's move on. It's a double Bekiya Shir today. Migrav Ganva, Chalufi L'Michlafa. So what's going on? So back to Akasha. How can you say in the Mishnah Demai that we're not afraid of Achlafa, and therefore the Din is Harei L'Becheskas L'Maiser L'Shviyas, like we saw in Samar Chalafa Mirveis, we see Mefurisha, they're willing to steal. So Mara says, Mara Biasav, Hasam Nami, Mara V'Amra, Tura Midishe Ka'achil. Mara says, there also it's a special case of Mara Heter. It's a special case where she'll be machlev. Why? Because she'll say, listen, a shor is allowed to eat when he's threshing, right? That's the Isser in the Torah. Lo sachem shor b'dish. You're not allowed to muzzle the shor while he's eating. So just like the shor, when he's doing work for you, can eat, so too this woman, while she's doing the stuff, she can eat. So therefore, she's going to be meira heter. The question is, why wasn't there really a heter? The Gemara says it was a meira heter. Like, she didn't really have this heter. But she was meira heter. Why doesn't she have the heter? I mean, if the woman is working... Yes, a shayla in the place. The way back to the Bava Metzia sugis. When does the heter to eat? When it comes to metaltalin, when does it start and when does it end? Okay, it's a whole shayla there, but it's just interesting. All right, you have to explain that pasuk. You speak that out, right? Like she was Meira heter, but there wasn't really a heter. So bottom line, we're sticking by our guns, and that's what we're coming out with. That when it comes to achlof, we do not have a chashav achlof. The only time, in a normal case, we don't have a chashav achlof. In a particular case where there's a reason. Why she would do it? Either the mother-in-law, or the pundakis, or the Amma Aretz, who's having her friend, the chaver, work with her in the kitchen, and there's the issue of that she's working and she's supposed to eat at the same time. In those three scenarios, we'll have a reason for achlafa. Otherwise, we have no concern. Says the Marav Vayit, or Heid, Rabbeis Ben Amashil, Mishum Rabbi Yochanan, Achiv, Shalom Mishum Lazar Ben Chasma, Enosin Chalas Amma Aretz Betara, Avalosin Isas Chulav Betara. You're not allowed to make to take off challah for an Amma Aretz, even though you're doing it betara, but you could do isas chulav betara. You could do the isas of the chulin. Now it's a little bit hard to understand from these words what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara just distinguishes between challah and chulin. What the Gemara means to say, according to Rashi, is like this: if the Amma Aretz comes to you and says, "Listen, here's my dough, I'm ready to go. Just take off the challah for me," so then you're not allowed to do it, because if it's already a dough, It's already hochshel kabel tuma zayin mashkin yachachadam, right? And now by you taking off the challah, even though you're tahor, but the stuff might already be tameh, and you're giving her directly truma tameh. That's going to be a problem. Mashenken if you did chuluv betara, which means what? You took it at an earlier stage when it was still flour before it came in contact with water. So now you know for sure that it wasn't mochshel kabel tuma yet. So you can now make it for her, and you'll know that it was done betara. What?
I didn't know it wasn't wet when he was collecting it. Maybe it rained. I don't know.
Okay, that's good. I was thinking about that also. Okay, that's a big issue. But the point is that you did it before we assumed that it came to the contact with water. That's the vort. Okay? The Mefarshim talk about it. The Mefarshim talk about exactly how early it is. But the point is, you done it at an early enough stage that you know that it wasn't. The normal thing is it doesn't come in contact with water. You know, from that, I mean, by Pesach or Machmir, right? That they make sure that from the
now
time
it's
cut,
or now it's still like in this before water thing.
When in the second case where it's winter,
yeah,
but before it touched any water, it's not cooked at all.
It's just flour.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Okay, normally it doesn't come into contact with water yet. Okay, so the Gemara says, but again, that's whatever. It doesn't matter the exact stage. The point is before it became in contact with the Zayin Mashkin. Yeah. So the Gemara says, so, and then what do you do? So at that point, you can make it for her. So you make for the dough, then you take off the afreshes challah, and then you put it in these interesting kalim, says Rashi, kalim that are made out of like these worn out jugs or flasks, and people don't usually put, the bottom line is people don't normally put dough in there. Okay, it was a flask that was probably used for wine, and now it's old and they're using it anymore, and you put this dough in there. Okay, so you put it over there. And when the Amaretz comes to take his stuff, right, you made his dough for him, you say, listen, no, you don't tell Hashem, you give him both, he takes both of them. We're not choishish that the Amaretz is going to take the tum and be metame.
Does he take the vessels? Yeah.
Yeah, he takes both vessels. Yeah. Okay, so that's one case, a similar case. Ve'en osin shuma zesa betara, aval osin zesim chulav betara. Okay, the same idea, that once it's already at the stage, the zaysim, when here we're talking about olives that are about to be put in the olive press, which is called Beis Habad. So if he's giving to you, and say, here, can you press my olives and ready for the Beis Habad? So Rashi says at that point, they've already been flipped over and probably some juice has come out and they're ready hukhshel kabel tum. So you have the same problem. If you take it from him, take off the Jumas of Maisus, it's going to be a problem. It's already tummy. Mashaegit, if you take it at an earlier stage, which is called chulin, you take it at an earlier stage that it didn't yet come in contact with the Zayin Mashkim, then we could do it for him. The same idea. The Gemara continues. Here you take off the truma. Here we're not talking about challah. We're talking about truma. We're talking about zaysim. Umanicha bekelav shel chaver. You put it in the chaver's kelim. We'll talk about that coming up, right? You put it in your own kelim. Ukshaba amar, it's lethal. And when the amar comes to take it, notel l'shein. Again, he takes both. And you don't have to be choshish that he is going to touch it, right? The obvious question is why not just put it in the same Kalim, like we said before, when I put in the kvisha and the nchusa. So Taisa says, "Lanakar kvisha and nchusa, kvisha im pshute kleitz lochaz lezesim." Those things were pshute kleitz, which is like a board. So you couldn't carry the zesim over there. A dough is not a problem. Just put the dough on the board, right? That's how they put dough, right? You see the matzah, they put it on those wooden things.
It was like a sealed thing, no?
What?
The Rashi said it was like a sealed thing before. Kalim shall blake.
Yeah, because it says Kalim. It just says they were okay. They were worn out kalim. I mean, the flask probably had a kli. Right? It doesn't sound like from Rashi. I hear it doesn't sound like from Rashi's talking about that, but I don't know for sure. Okay, at any rate, that's what you're doing. So Gemara now speaks out. V'taima mai. So why taka are we not choshesh that the Amaretz is going to touch it? I mean, he might touch it. He's an Amaretz. Our answer is Amr Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Kidei Chayov De Gabal Mishum Kidei Chayov De Badad. And Achanami, there is a little bit of a concern he's going to do it, but we're allowing this to happen in order to give livelihood to the olive presser and to the kneader. He's the baker also, right? But he's the guy who's the gabba, literally, is the one who's kneading the dough. So the Gemara asked the obvious question next. So there is a little bit of a concern. We're trying to deal with it. And Achanami is still a little concerned, but we're going to do it so they have livelihood because this is their business. They would take the Amaretz would come. He says, you make my chalas for me. You take care of it and give it back. You make money. So next question is, so why do we need two cases? It's the same yisod. The case of the chal and the case of the zesim is ostensibly the same idea. So where says, I need both the ashman and the gabal. If you're only talking about the gabal, the guy who needs the dough, mishum de lo nafish agi, he doesn't make a lot of money. So So he really needs the parnasa. So we'll let him to do it. We'll let him do it. About badad, but the badad, the nafesh agad, that guy makes a fortune. Right? So aim lo, so maybe he wouldn't have the heter to take from the amaretz. Take from other people, don't take from the amaretz. Anyway, make a lot of money. V'yashmin abadad, if you only the case of badad, mishum delo shchiyach leif. Because even though he makes a lot of money, but he makes like a few big deals. Right? Rashi says that he only does it mishana l'shana. I guess he like maybe once a year. There's certain times where he's going to have his parnasa. So even though he makes a lot of money, but he needs those deals. Avol gabel the shchiach le, but a gabel, he gets a lot of business. He doesn't make a lot of money, but he has a lot of business. So emelo, maybe he wouldn't have that. Okay, so miss this deal. You have another five deals coming up, next week. So shchiach, therefore need both. Amar mar notele menekadei chala umenicha bekvisho banchuso ukshaba amar tzlito notele shtei menuchay sheish. So like we said, the din was you take off the challah, you put it in a separate vessel, this interesting kfisha on chusa, and then I give it to the amaretz, and you don't have to be choshes. Says the Gemara, v'lei chosh demul nagaba. Yeah, but maybe he's talking going to touch it. Our answer is, darmina lei chazi, inagus ba hadra letivla. We tell him, listen buddy, I'm giving this over to you. You should see right now, chazi, see, if you touch this, if you touch the challah or the chuma, it's going to revert back to its status as tevel. So the Gemara says, okay, v'leichesh d'malichbasli. Right? So maybe he doesn't care. He's in Amaretz. The Gemara says, hashtel l'sakuni k'mechavid michbas l'lichbasli. I mean, if his whole point was to be mesakin, he gave it over to the gabal or to the badar for the purposes of taking off the chum or the challah. That's why he hired him to do that. So it doesn't make sense. So Rash says, right, boy, it's a little tackle. He says, listen, I want you to take care of this for me. Make my dough and take off the truma. Take off the challah. So because that's the case, clearly he's interested in doing this. Somebody asked me a kasha before. Maybe it was Dani? Somebody asked me a question before. It's a little bit of a shrek. I saw the Achrona point this out, the Maram Shif, that the Gemara already says earlier, you can ask right away, how to let who cares that's going to go back to Tevel? Right? So the Gemara, look at Rashi. Rashi says, "In magas parhad letivla, but who ainu chash lecho tevel shevemisa." So Rashi right away is telling you, why is that a threat to her? Right? You're telling Darmina says Rashi la'ayim alav. We're trying to threat. Listen, buddy, if you touch it, it's going back to tevel. Why is that a threat? Well, it's only a threat because he's scared of tevel. That's Rashi. Oh, tevel is misa, so he doesn't want to get involved. So even though he might be matame things, but he's not going to get involved with Tevel. That's like too serious for him. So if that's true, if Rashi already knew that earlier, so then why is the Gemara asking afterwards the Dimalichbasli? Rashi's already explaining in the earlier stage that in the threat, he's very scared of Tevel. Okay, so you see that he's scared of Tevel. The only way to explain why he's more scared of the Tevel than being Matameh is because of the fact that there's Misa there. Okay, so why in the next line are you asking, well, maybe he's not, right? That's a little bit of a... Let's just say, maybe we thought that was a threat, but we didn't realize it was enough. Maybe Taka wasn't even nervous about that. Yeah, exactly. Okay.
What's switching back to Tevel? Because he's not going to eat the truth, so why does it matter? Or the challah, he's not going to eat the challah, so why does it matter that the challah is...
No, we tell him, listen, buddy, if you touch the challah, if you touch the thing this clean, all of your stuff isn't chulin anymore, it's Tevel. I don't know if that really works or not. I don't know if the Chazal actually did that or it was just like an open threat. I mean, normally, you can't do that midiraisa. You can't just make that poof happen. Could be Chazal. I'm not sure if Chazal actually did that or it was just a threat to him. But anyway, it would be enough to deter him. Says the Gemara, Vayter. Amar mar. No telem menekadei truma menicha bekelev shel chaver. When it comes to the Zaysim, so there we say, you put it into the Caleb Shal Chaver. The Gemara is like this. Bishal Mahasam, I understand over there when it comes to the case of the dough with the challah. So Hasam Isle Hekera. There's a clear hecker. What's the hecker? It says Rashi, Shenicha Bekalim She'en Asui Laniacha Ben Isle, like we said earlier. The Niskar Al She'ay Molab. In other words, the Gemara is already coming after the threat. We know about the threat. So what's the Gemara still worried about? Like, what do you mean, leichlish? We already explained that you threatened the guy. The Gemara explains like this. The threat is not enough. It has to be a threat with a reminder. If he was threatened, and he knows, he's like, oh, this thing is clearly separate, it's in a weird clay that I never touched, so the Seder, he won't touch, we don't have a concern that he's going to touch it. But Hacha, Maya Kera Isle. Here we're just talking about the Zeisim, we're not putting into this funny clay. It's like, one answer is, the Monach Lei B'Kli Glolim, B'Kli Avonim, B'Kli Adoma. Here we're talking about a situation where you put it in Kalim, which are not Mekabel Tumah. These are Kalim, they're not Mekabel Tumah. And says Rashi, take a look at Rashi, my care this little curve, because Golem Sha'ina Makabal Tumma, the Naga Bakli, Lo Makabal Tumma, who was Asim Gufa Isla Kare, Mishum Hani Kalem, Sha'ina Ruglish Damashbe. So it's really like a two part answer over here. The number one, the Kalem are not Makabal Tumma. Number two, now he'll remember, like, oh, why is my Zaysim in like this funny Kli that I don't normally put it in, so that'll be enough to remind him. So, and then Rashi finishes off. So then Rashi has to add in, wait a second, if an Am Haaretz is really Tamei, the second he moves the Kli, even though he's not touching anything, but there's something called Tumas Masa, so maybe he should be Metamei the Kelim that way. Rashi says, no, we didn't give that much Tumah to an Am Haaretz. An Am Haaretz, we assume that he's Tamei, but we didn't make a Gzeira to consider like a zov that is matame b'masa, and therefore it's only a problem if he touches it. Here, he's not going to touch it. He'll pick up the kli. The kli is not mekabel tumo, so he's not being mekabel. He's not being matame the kli, and it won't be matame the food inside of the kli. Yeah, Andrew, with me? Good. So the Gemara says the achi my iria dechaver. I feel like adam arz nami. So if that's true, why did I have to give him your kalim? Let him take his own kalim and just make sure his kli go. Gemara says achanami kamar. That's really what the Gemara means to say. That even a chaver could use. Doesn't mean you're actually giving the chaver's kli. It means you're giving the type of kli that a chaver would be able to use. That's what we're calling the chaver's kli. Okay, there's another interesting pashup shat ha'ara here that, up. It's, as I was mentioning before, the Gemara sounds like it's being machadish two things. That you're putting it in this kli that's not makabel tumah, and that kli is not an abnormal way to do it. If that means, if the Gemara earlier didn't know that you're putting it in a kli that's not makabel tumah, Dani, if that's true, so then how do you give it to the Am Haaretz bechlal? The Gemara is mavur. We're afraid maybe it'll be metami. If you give him over the thing of the chal, you give him over the zeisa, oh, we're afraid maybe it's going to be metami. What do you mean maybe it's going to be metami? If we don't yet know that we're talking about kalim and not makabel tumah, so then he's for sure, he's taking it and he's being metami right away. That's why some of the Farshim learned that really we already knew lechatchila we're talking about kli glolim. We knew that, but we didn't know that it was a type of kli that's abnormal, or that aspect of the point we didn't know. We didn't know that it was an abnormal thing. Now we're saying, listen, this is not the normal place to put your seisim. So that's where it's. That was the chiddush. Okay, now to a new topic of the Mishnah. It says the Gemara we saw in the Mishnah, ma'afzikin today akol mishvius. You're allowed to encourage Akum on Shvius. So it was very nice that this was Jonathan's Sa'ara. Rabbi Jonathan was over in the Mishnah on Samach Aleph that we said he can't encourage. I said the word encourage them. So Jonathan pointed out, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Hacha, which they say on the side means Hashta, which means before the Gemara switches it. The assumption is that Machzikin means you can actually help them. Okay, you can actually be involved with them. And he said it's a good Ha'ara, we can get into the Shiloh, which we'll maybe mention in a second. But it sounds like the Gemara understood that machzikin means you're helping them. So the Gemara asks, machzikin, you can actually help them. You're not allowed to dig with the goyim on shvius, and you can't double a shalom to them. In other words, you say hello, okay, you say hello once, give them a greeting, you don't overdo it. So b'kitzur is mavur from this dinner of Dimi that you're not allowed to work with him in the field. So how can our Mishnah say, like John was Badaika, you're Messiah, you're actually helping him out? So the more answers, Lo Tzricha, L'meimra Lehu Achzuku Ba'alma. Doesn't mean that you're actually helping out. It means verbal encouragement. Ki Hod Rav Yudah, Amelu Achzuku, Rav Sheshes Amelu Asharta. That was talking about the mice that happened. Rav Yudah will tell them, Achzuku, Lashon of Chizik, Rav Sheshes would say, Lashon of Asharta, which like I'm giving a shtempel, we're giving, it's also the same as Lashon of Chizik, but I'm giving an Ishur, a Lashon Ishur, right? I'm giving a proof, a skama to what you're doing. Okay, but just to quickly mention that the Tosafot mentioned what I told you the other time, Jonathan, when you asked, So I said, L'chor, it's totally on this sugya of Yesh Kinnin L'goy Lavkim Edei Maestres, and Tais Baruch Shem Tais brings it in. Because I was bothered by it again when I saw it today. I'm like, wait a second. In other words, like this, I mentioned even one of the things that had the Bechiri today in Eretz Yisrael, they have Jews working the field of the Jewish field, which has been sold now to the goy. So that's a Mefurish Gemara, you can't do that. It's a Mefurish Gemara here that you can't even, you can't help a goy work his field. So even if you do Heter Bechira, how do you allow the Jews? By the way, there are different levels of Heter Bechira, by the way. That's why it's important, even if you're Samech on it, to know how to do it. Because some, this is like one of the Shinuim, I think some of the Heter Bechiras don't allow the Jews to work. Some, I think. But I think that's one of the Chiluki. But anyway, so Tosfos says, it's Taka Machlokes. Tosfos says, it depends on which mandam you're going. Tosfos, one of his answers to Rav Masla, in Oitu, Tosfos says, Tosis is quoting on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which is mashma, that you could work for a goy, a Jew could work for a goy. Tosis, the one of the Tirutim, says, that's going lamanda amar, that a goy has a kinyan. Does everyone know what I'm saying now? Andrew, you guys follow what I'm saying? Yesh kinyan l'goy lafkim edei maestros. It means a goy can acquire the field in Eretz Yisrael, so now it uproots the din of shvius, because the goy owns it. So that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Our Gemara, though, is clearly going not like that. Our Gemara, which does not allow you to work with the goy on his own field, obviously holds that a goy does not have a kinyan to be mafkia the dinim of Meiser, Chumas, and Shvius. And therefore, even though the goy technically owns it, but it's still chayiv and Shvius. And therefore, you can't work with him in the field. Says the Gemara Vayter. The ein kotlin shalom kachavim Rav Chista makdim v'yard leshalom Rav Kahana amalei shalom lamar, and some gears have shalom lamar. So Rav Chista used to be makdim shalom, which is very good. He wouldn't be kaifel, but he would say it first. Rav Kahana would say shalom lamar. Now what does shalom lamar mean? So Rashi says shalom lamar means he wasn't miskaven to mevarch the guy. He was just miskaven to his own rebbe. It's shalom lamar, but he was thinking about his own rebbe back at home. The Tosa says, that's Gnevas Das. Some Rishonim, that's the Nisr Deraisa. He doesn't say that, but Tosa, we know that Gnevas Das before Shigmar is applies by Goyim as well. You're not allowed to be Gnevas Das Abrios. So Memela, that's the Gemara we bring over, Chulin Tafsari Dalit. So what's good? The Tosa says, and it was no, there's Rashi did this, it was a totally gratuitous move here in Rashi. Rashi is making up this whole pshat that he's doing Gnevas Das. Why is Rashi doing that? The Pashup Shat. He said hello to him. He greeted him once, like the Gemara says. The din is only not to do it twice, Andrew, not once. So the Pashup Shad is the Mefarshim explain that Rashi, I think the Chassam goes with this, but it's a Shad here, and they say, you see on the Girsa, that Rashi had the double. Rashi had the Girsa, Shalom Allah, Shalom Lamar. So if you have the double Girsa, Rashi was bothered. You definitely can't do it twice. So you have to answer, oh, he wasn't Mechavid din. Tosis had the Girsa, you're doing it once. So Tosis was saying, what's the problem? Why are you saying that he was going to give us, why are you saying that he was Mechavid din? He said, hello to the guy.
Right.
What? Yeah, but we're almost done. We have not
even
6 o'clock.
That's Gnevas Das, even though you're not buying it, you're selling it.
What? Oh, some answered that by words. It's not a problem. It says the Gemara Vayter v'shalom mishlamim. You're allowed to say to inquire of their well-being. Hashav zukamach zikin shalom mishlamim mivayi. The Gemara says you're allowed to encourage them. So to stam, and they're doing shvius. So to stam, greet them and see what they're doing is the shiloh. Of course, you could do that. We're talking about the chiddush is even on their holidays. Don't go to a goy's house on the day of his holiday and give him shalom. Rashi explains because that's already a problem. We're afraid he's going to go be moided to his God. But if you find him in the shuk, so then you could quietly, softly, you know, not overdoing it, you could say, oh, you know, say hello and see how he's doing. That's not even, so that's the chiddush. Even on their holidays. Rav Huna, Rav Chista, Vayasvi Chalif, Azal Geneva. Rav Huna, Rav Chista were sitting, and Chazal Azal Geneva. Geneva walked by. This is a famous Geneva. We had him already. This is the third time in the Masechta. We only had it twice because we still have Zion. Guys, finish it up. But the Flamin Alpha Bays, they had almost an identical story with Rav Huna and Rav Chista. That Geneva walked by, and Amalei Chal Chave. So one of them said to the other, either Rav Huna or Rav Chista, the other way around, Nekam Mekami de Baroi. Let's get him, let's stand up for him because he knows a lot of Torah. So the Gemara says, so one of the other ones said, we're going to get up for the person who starts Mechlekes, the Gemara Dav Zayin with Marukva, he started up with Marukva, caused them trouble, so therefore we don't want to be Mechavid. In the meanwhile, Adahachi, in the meanwhile, also he came by, Amalu, Sham Aleichem Malki, Sham Aleichem Malki, he says, Sham Aleichem Kings, Amrulei, so Rav Huna said them, Minol and Rabbanan Ekrim Melachim, since when, how do you know that kings that Rabbanon are called kings. Amaluhu dechsiv bi malachim im loichu v'gaimer. The pasuk says mafurish a pasuk that in me the kings will reign. As a reference to the Talmid Chachamim, he says Amrulei. So they said back to him, "We know the kaflin and shalom l'malka." Okay, so you hold that we're kings. So why did he give us a double shalom? He said it twice. Amalu dam reviewed Amarav binayin shekaflin shalom l'malch shenemar v'ruach lov shas amosai rosh hashalishim. If you stop there, you might not know what the Raya is, but if you take a look at Gimel, or if you just know the Pasuk, the end of the Pasuk is, L'cha David imcha ben Ishai shalom, shalom l'cha, a double lashon of shalom. So to the king, David the king gets a double shalom. Amrulei, litamar midi, so I said to him, okay, you know what? Why don't you eat something? Amrulehu, it's interesting, they don't want to stand up for him, but they give him food. That's the gig they give. You don't have to starve it, you know, you don't have to starve it. You don't have to stand up for him, but give him food. Amrulehu, hachim rehudam rav, asr l'adam shiitayim, klum ashiitin maichal abhemto. He says, a person is not allowed to eat until he first gives food to his animal. Shenemar v'nasati eisav v'sadcha livhem techa. The other afterwards, v'yochalta, v'yochalta, v'savota.
It's not there.